KJZZ's Sun Up is supported by Banner Health, Arizona's largest nonprofit healthcare system. Last year, Banner reinvested more than $1.1 billion in community health and charity care. Banner Health, nonprofit for Arizona. BannerHealth.com/nonprofit4AZ.
This is KJZZ's Sun Up, your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman, your host for this podcast, a daily digest of Arizona news, as reported by our KJZZ news team. And welcome to Wednesday. It is June 17th, rolling over the hump, and here comes the news. Well, a day after attorneys for Maricopa County Recorder Justin Heap and the Board of Supervisors sparred in court, a judge has ordered both sides to meet with the mediator, in an attempt to settle their ongoing dispute over control of the county's elections. From the Politics Desk, Wayne Shutsky has the latest.
The dispute between the recorder and the supervisors has dragged on for more than a year and ended up in Maricopa County Superior Court last summer after Heap sued the board, claiming it was illegally infringing on his authority. Throughout the case, Judge Scott Blaney has pleaded with both sides to settle their differences outside of the courtroom. He repeated that request in a hearing on Monday.
As I stressed before, please keep talking to each other. I know it'd be a miracle if this thing resolved outside of court, but, you know, miracles are still possible.
Towards the end of that hearing, attorneys for the recorder and the board said they'd be willing to engage in discussions with an independent mediator. Blaney made those plans official, issuing an order requiring Heap and the supervisors to meet with Maricopa County Judge Christopher Corey next week in an attempt to settle the dispute. Wayne Shutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A new list of water infrastructure projects obtained by KJZZ shows that surviving the Colorado River crisis will likely take billions of dollars and years of construction. As Alex Hager reports, it calls for more than $25 billion to be spent here in Arizona alone.
The Secretary of the Interior asked state governors to put together a wish list of water projects. There's no indication that the feds will pay for them anytime soon, or maybe at all. But it shows that the states have plans to adapt to a shrinking water supply. But those plans come at a cost. Haley Paul is with the nonprofit conservation group Audubon Southwest.
I think this list demonstrates the overwhelming need and opportunity to keep investing in the Colorado River Basin to improve our water outlook.
The list includes a wide variety of projects like water recycling equipment in the valley, a desalination plant on the coast of Mexico, and forest restoration in rural Arizona. Alex Hager, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A voter group pushing a ballot measure to rein in the state's private school voucher program is canceling its signature-gathering effort to back a measure which could protect vouchers. From the politics team, Cameron Sanchez has details.
Public education groups, including the teachers' union, are pushing a voter referral which would put guardrails on the state's voucher program, like an income cap for families. Another group called Fortify AZ started their own effort to put a competing measure on the ballot, which would have had a much lesser impact on vouchers, but they've withdrawn. Republican state lawmakers recently added their own proposal to the ballot, which would negate the public education group's measure if both are passed. Fortify AZ is throwing its support behind the GOP plan to block the education group's attempt to limit vouchers. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, home insurance rates in Arizona rose 71% between 2020 and 2025. That is the sixth largest increase in the nation, according to a new report from the insurance shopping tool LendingTree. Taylor Griffith has details on what's behind those rising costs.
The cause is twofold, according to Rob Bott, an analyst with LendingTree. One, there's been an increase in catastrophic natural disasters nationwide, and two, steady inflation has made it more expensive to rebuild. For Arizona, the primary risk is wildfire. Bott says insurers have compared recent events in California and realized
it costs a lot of money to rebuild homes after wildfires. And they're realizing that they might have underpriced this risk in the past and that they need to raise their rates.
Arizona insurance rates are now close to the national average, and more people are moving into wildfire risk areas. The report recommends shopping for more local coverage options and investing in home upgrades to help lower costs and individual risk. Taylor Griffith, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, judges ruled that the Glendale City Council had no legal authority to remove Councilmember Lupe Conchas from his post after he won a seat on the SRP board. Greg Haney has more on that ruling.
The council voted late last month to remove Conchas, citing a provision in the city's charter saying no member shall hold any other paying public office. SRP pays its board members $60 for every day they physically attend meetings. In his ruling, Maricopa County Superior Court Judge Greg Como said that doesn't go against Glendale's compensation rules. The ruling orders Glendale to return Conchas to the council and forever bars them from attempting to remove him again in relation to the SRP election. Here's Lupe Conchas.
The majority of the council will decide how they want to move forward. But at the end of the day, the Cactus District residents now have their duly elected council member.
The city of Glendale says it has reviewed the ruling and is working to reinstate Conchas. Greg Haney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, Maricopa County health officials have recorded the first West Nile virus-related death of the season. As Jill Ryan reports, the rate of confirmed cases is also up from this time last year.
Officials identified the victim as an older man who had underlying health conditions. Most people who contract the virus show no symptoms at all. One in five develop flu-like illness. The Maricopa County Department of Public Health says about one in 150 cases may cause severe complications or death. The virus is typically spread through mosquito bites. There are about 17 confirmed cases of West Nile so far this year, compared to 4 cases during the same time period last year. Jill Ryan, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In a unanimous ruling, the Arizona Court of Appeals overturned a controversial fee on Arizona Public Service customers who have solar panels on their homes. Here's Wayne Shutsky once more from our politics team.
When the Arizona Corporation Commission approved an APS rate hike 2 years ago, it also let the utility charge solar customers an extra fee to cover what it called extra costs to provide backup power to those residents. But a 3-judge appeals court panel found that APS never actually asked for the fee as part of its rate increase request. That violated the due process rights of solar advocacy groups and customers opposed to the change, because they weren't even informed the solar fee was on the table or given a fair opportunity to state their case. The judges also found APS never provided evidence that solar customers are responsible for increased costs. Wayne Shutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, last August, the city of Tempe created an age-friendly subcommittee to improve opportunities and services for seniors. And nearly a year later, the group presented its final plan to Tempe's city council. Kathy Ritchie has more.
Tempe's age-friendly action plan will now go to AARP, which oversees the age-friendly communities nationwide for review. The plan is broken down into 8 domains of livability, things like housing, employment, transportation, and outdoor spaces. Megan Wilson is Tempe's Community Health Program Manager.
Finally, one of our most exciting initiatives falls under our outdoor space and buildings. Tempe aims to be a national leader by developing one of the largest dementia-friendly parks in the country. A beautiful and engaging, safe outdoor space designed for caregivers and their loved ones with memory loss.
The city's goal is to implement the plan later this fall. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News.
The Mountain West is lagging behind the nation when it comes to addressing the mental health struggles new moms face. That's according to a recent state report card from the Nonprofit Policy Center for Maternal Mental Health. The national average is C. Half of the Mountain West states got C grades, including Arizona. The other half got D grades, including Nevada and New Mexico. Caitlin Murphy helped write the report, which looks at 27 measures.
Such as ensuring that maternal mental health screening is occurring and ensuring that treatment is occurring.
Murphy says 1 in 5 moms experience mental health disorders such as postpartum depression or anxiety, and more than half of those disorders go undiagnosed. In sports baseball, the Angels' future Hall of Famer Mike Trout, a 2-run homer and added an RBI double as L.A. shut out the Diamondbacks 7-0 last night in Phoenix. Trout's 436-foot shot came in the 5th inning and gave the Angels a 5-0 lead. D-backs had just 4 hits. Starter Merrill Kelly was tagged with the loss, gave up 6 runs and 11 hits. Final of the 3-game series this afternoon at Shea Field. Basketball coming off another loss Saturday. The 4-1 Mercury try to get back on track tonight. They'll host the defending champion, Las Vegas Aces. And that will do it for this edition, this Wednesday version of KJZZ's Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast on this June the 17th. Hey, stay cool and hydrated and shaded out there. I'm Phil Latzman. Enjoy the rest of the day, and we'll be back at you to do it again tomorrow. Talk to you then.